This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Something came up in a commercial where the word saltwater taffy came up.
All right.
And I thought to myself, candy sounds good right now.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, what even is saltwater taffy?
Well, buddy,
because, you know,
it's salt water.
Right. It's that kind of waxy taffy that you get from
the salt water.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Do you get it from salt water?
Well, what they do is, so this is a, I don't like taffy myself because it sticks to your stuff and everything. But they get the water, the salt water out of the of the river out there and or the lake or
you know, you're right.
Ocean,
so here's what it is.
Is the ocean salt water?
No. So what? In my, yes, the ocean is salt water.
Okay.
You did not ask that, did
there's
you?
There's a lot of water.
I want to say like 85% of the Earth's water is salt water.
Well, and that's why you make the taffy with that stuff, because it gives it a certain...
No, there's no salt water in taffy, John.
What?
No, there's no salt water in taffy. So taffy is...
Why do they call it salt water taffy?
We're going to get to that. I'm going to... Because I went on an investigation, because
like,
I was in an inquisitive space in my head.
Yeah. And Dave Glover is here.
Oh, hello, fools.
How did this happen?
I just...
What are you doing here?
Dodged a call from my doctor to listen to you idiots finish up 30 minutes on saltwater taffy.
How do you like the taffy out there?
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm like trying to enjoy my morning, and it's beautiful, and I have the windows down in the Jeep, and this guy's like, well, you know, you take it from the river and the lakes, and oh, my God.
did you know this about saltwater taffy? It has nothing
Welcome
to do with saltwater.
Everything I know about DDS 308. Yeah, that is Hancock and Kelly, my very favorite show on KMOX, and probably in the whole city. And I've never broken into a studio in 24 years, and I had to bust
That's
in.
So great.
I had to speak.
That was, we were flattered. First of all, we're used to people busting in because there'll be an accident or something.
Yeah.
But it's Dave Glover. You know what I mean? It's Dave Glover. I mean, what is Dave going to break? What's breaking news? Okay. And we're like, hey, and then he busted us.
But, it was so funny. And Mike brought in the saltwater
this
taffy.
This is the good stuff, too. Because there's crappy saltwater taffy. This is the good stuff. This is the stuff easy to chew, not that hard, nasty stuff.
You'll appreciate this. I was watching the Georgia-Alabama game.
And
I was by myself. I was enjoying it. You know, I was in a blissful place, one might say.
Oh, I wonder.
You know what I'm saying?
Roll time.
Yeah.
And a good spot on the couch is what you mean.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, taffy came up as a topic, and I was like, candy sounds good right now. So
picturing Spicoli.
Yes, exactly. In that special space, I got online, and I'm like, what's the greatest saltwater taffy there is? And so I found out it's the Shriver's.
It's Shriver's in Ocean City, New Jersey.
Ocean City, New Jersey. And
so I used to get that when I was a kid.
Kev, I order it.
How many boxes?
Such a great night. There's just two of them.
Okay.
But it was such a great night. I forgot about this. So last night I come home and this is sitting at my front desk door. And I'm like, what in the heck is this? So I open it up, and it's this saltwater taffy, and clearly it must be nice stuff.
Because, it's the good stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't what you paid down at the dog patch in the Lake of the Ozarks.
No. So, like, Ocean City's not too far from my family. Used to go to the Jersey Shore every summer because my mom's family's from Pennsylvania, Philadelphia area. So you'd go there, and you'd spend a week on the near the boardwalk. You'd ride the rides. There's always a little theme park there. You'd get the saltwater taffy, the fudge. You'd play in the arcades, go in the ocean, the whole deal. And that's the real deal.
Yeah. Well, it comes in a really nice box.
Yep.
And it was wrapped, and it had paper around it.
I just had the one that was like a dreamsicle, the orange and the vanilla. Oh, my God.
That's when I went to the credit card statement, and I'm like, what did I pay for?
It was not cheap, was it?
Yeah, no.
I bet it wasn't.
What did I pay for this?
Michael's like overnight shipping it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I bet that box, I don't know.
It was like $45, $50
I was going to say, yeah. I was going to say it was going to be $40 a box, yeah. I'm going to guess.
But I mean, when you think of taffy, don't you think of the stuff that you pay a nickel and you can get as much as your little hand can grab?
The good stuff, though.
Just got a text from Dr. Greg Birdie from ophthalmology. He's a Jersey boy.
Oh!
Oh, cool.
So he knows
Dr.
this
Birdie.
Place well.
Yeah.
So to say hello to
so he can verify that I'm not full of it. Thank you, Doc.
No, and this thing,
no,
I mean,
there's
there's a whole brochure in here.
No, I could feel it. I could feel the judgment.
You didn't go to the Jersey
Shore. I could feel it. You guys were like, that's not
that
real.
Whole story up.
Quit lying.
I made it up.
Hey, when you lie about confections.
There's a whole brochure. There must be 40 different kinds of these.
Yeah, they put all the salt water in there.
That's what Hancock says today. In the conversation, he says to me, he goes, well, isn't the ocean salt water? And I was like, you didn't just ask that, did you, dude?
Oh.
And so then we got into talking, and so then that's what brought this whole thing
you
up.
You two are the best duo since Abbott and Costello.
Well, thank you.
I just was on first.
Yeah, I thought my appendix was rupturing, and my doctor called me back, and I'm like, not today.
I got to hear this.
Not today.
They're talking about
Taffy. Can't today.
And then I couldn't get in here fast enough to bust in on them.
Yeah.
And they were talking about Israel or something. I'm just like, whatever.
He did. We were talking about voter fraud. So interesting. Hancock and I have had quite a couple of weeks, right? We're leading up to the election,
yeah.
And we speak at a lot of different engagements together. And this week in particular, we were at three different events together. Two of them were, you know, it's Missouri, so pretty conservative crowds. And so we kind of do our little spiel, you know, mess with each other, Abbott and Costello, but also say what we think is going to happen and why. And it was really interesting because in most of these places that we were in, the question would come from very genuine people who were believing the questions they asked. You know, I believe the elections in Missouri are being stolen and aren't safe. And I'd say, what do you mean? And they'd explain and they'd say, well, the absentee voting and stuff. And it just didn't add up to me because now that I'm hearing this everywhere and it's. First of all, it's not true. Second of all, the Republicans are running the elections. What, Trump won by 20? He should have won by 28? What do you? But people are buying into this strange stuff. And so it was just a weird week for me today because, I mean, there were good people who would come up to me and were genuinely saying this to me.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, listen to this man. He's saying this isn't true. I'm saying this isn't true. And there's just no telling.
That's such an important point because it's so easy, and I'm certainly guilty of this myself. We all have a big, broad brush in our back pocket that we paint with, whether it's race or it's religion or it's politics. And I tend to paint MAGA with a big, wide brush.
Right.
Oh, you're all just fools and gullible and this and that. And then one of your really good friends who's just as smart or smarter than you presents it, and you're like, okay, I better take this seriously. This is a really serious person who really, truly, genuinely believes this.
There was one gentleman who asked, and it was striking to me because he and I had spent 15 minutes talking to each other before we went on stage. There was 400 people in this room. And he got up, and he was as pure as snow. I mean, he truly believed it. And I just was like, I don't know how we fix this.
Yeah.
And, you know, and when he's just buying into something that's not true, and it serves no purpose to be bought into in Missouri.
Yeah. Reminds me of, you know, Penn and Teller. So Penn and I are kind of friends. We haven't talked in a few years, but we know each other pretty well. And he's an atheist. I'm an agnostic. He's a hardcore atheist. But after their shows, the Penn and Teller shows in Vegas, Christians will line up to witness to Penn. And he always says, I welcome it. I'll stay until 2 a.m. if I need to, because if you really believe that there's an afterlife and I'm going to burn for all eternity, you should tell me that. And I should give you the respect of listening to you. And that's always made an impression on me that the opposite of being like, you idiot, there's no God, there's no hell. He has intellectual conversations with people until the last person leaves. And that's probably what we should do politically.
Yeah.
But it's so easy to marginalize.
True that.
Right.
True that. I'm guilty of it. Hey, you know Penn?
A little bit. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I went and saw his show on Broadway.
Smart guy.
They're crazy. Yeah, and the sidekick who says nothing is just as important.
Yeah.
I mean, they do a really good work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know he spoke? On a Miami Vice episode when they
were guests. I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
He was a guest star.
They're not super close in real life.
I didn't think so, yeah.
Yeah. They just, like, they're just good at doing what they do. Yeah.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Hancock and Kelly.
Yeah. Because Penn didn't like all the talk back. Yeah. So you just don't want to hang out with the guy.
I like it better when you're silent.
I don't think I'm outing Amy. And I apologize if I am, but Amy was talking on the air openly that she has a form of, like, face blindness, that she has trouble remembering what people look like, and she couldn't remember whether Hancock had hair or not.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that something?
I've heard of that.
Yeah,
I know no one who has it.
Right.
Now you do.
Yeah. Have you ever met those people who are, like, super geniuses, though, that can remember faces, like, you know... Bill Clinton is apparently this way.
Yeah.
They can just have name recall, having met people once.
Memories and photographic memories.
They probably are people that do well in PR-related things because you make people feel good because you remember them.
Yeah.
What kinds of things do you guys remember best? Wheels, for you, is it sports-related?
Always.
Yeah.
Like, I can't we were joking about it the other day. It might have been after you left when you were sick.
Mm-hmm.
I have reminders on my phone reminding me which highway to take to work because it's the better path. And which night is garbage night? Remember, because I'll forget those dumb things, but I can remember what Lou Gehrig hit in 1927.
Yeah.
I can remember dumb things like that, or for whatever reason. And I'm good, and names. I'm really good remembering names.
Wow. Nice.
Generally, faces okay, but names more so.
Mike, how has the political season gone with you guys?
It's strange. Obviously, we're all living through the presidential cycle, but. What's happening in elections for both the Republicans and the Democrats and most of the states is the real decisions are being made in August, and the major contests really aren't there in November. Mm. We know who the congressmen are going to be that are changing in St. Louis. We, for the most part, know who most of the state reps and state senators are going to be. And so the days of me engaging in direct campaign against Hancock is far fewer than engaging with other Democratic candidates.
Interesting. Wow, that's really interesting.
And it seems like it's compounding on itself. It's becoming more and more. August is really becoming more and more the focus. Now, I think the Democratic Party is starting to expand a little bit in Missouri, particularly in the suburbs. That's not unique to Missouri. But we're seeing less and less folks in the St. Louis and Kansas City, Springfield, and Columbia areas identifying as Republican. They're saying they're independent now. And a lot of that's being driven by social stuff like abortion and particular, you know, and maybe some of the other stuff. So maybe there's going to be a time where we're going to get back to a more Democrat versus Republican vibe. But it right now, it's mainly August primaries for the business that I do.
Do you think Kuntz or Jared Young have a chance against Hawley?
Yes, because anything can happen on election day, and it's Josh Hawley.
Yeah.
And Josh Hawley, if he wasn't Josh Hawley, if this was Eric Schmidt up for re-election, who wasn't a part of January 6, he'd be up by 10, 12 points. And the reason Josh Hawley's not is because he does have that January 6 and some other thoughts that may not resonate with a lot of those people that I identified before, saying they were Republicans, they consider themselves independent. But he's still in a really strong spot. Abortion's on the ballot. I long thought that would be a discriminator, meaning something that would help the Democrats. I really think we're seeing now in polling that, you know, Republicans are supporting this abortion amendment as well. So it's not necessarily pushing. So if all the winds blew the right way and Jupiter and Mars lined up, you know, it is possible for Kuntz to pull it off.
DGS, happy Friday, 3:25. Michael Kelly hanging out with us. Wheels, you know the Savannah Bananas?
Yeah.
And they're coming to St. Louis. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Going to describe them for people? Kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yeah, they're basically the Globetrotters of baseball.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it.
That's fun.
Yeah, they're young guys that are not good enough at this point to be like affiliated minor league players, but they're good players.
Yeah.
A lot of them were good college players. Maybe some of them were in the minors and then just kind of, you know, didn't work out for them. But they dance. They do routines.
Play
they wear
stilts.
Fun. Yeah, they do fun stuff in the game. There are a lot of gags.
Umpires are in on it.
Yep, other team is in on it. A lot like the Globetrotters.
Who are their generals? Do they? Is there like a set team?
No, I don't think so. I think they change it around a little bit.
Okay.
I'm not sure they travel the other team with them. I think it may be a local team that goes out there and does that. I don't honestly know that for sure though.
Wouldn't they have to be a part of the routine?
Oh no, they're in on it for sure. Yeah. But I don't think it's set up. I don't think it's set up so the Bananas win every game. I don't think they care. It's just about being silly and having fun and, you know, doing it around baseball. And they sell out. Like, there's a reason they're touring the country.
Yeah.
Because they sell out all their games in Savannah. And then they've now, I think they booked like 3 or 4 football stadiums on top of baseball stadiums. Yeah, they're very popular. It's a fun thing. It's not my thing, but it's fun.
Could you do it if they ask you to? Not today, but like when you were 25, would you have done that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm a clown. And I like baseball, so yeah. I would have definitely done things like that. It'd be fun.
Just leave me hanging.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just like to watch people squirm.
I ain't squirming.
Michael Kelly is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's going to sound really stupid. But can you imagine if we didn't have music? We could not have music, right?
Dolphins don't have music.
No guarantee that was going to be invented.
Yeah.
Man, would our world be bleaker without it.
I wouldn't have anything to headbang to.
Especially this song.
Yeah.
If we can only have one song.
Thank you, Lord, for Photographs by Def Leppard.
Lord, thank you. Thank you.
Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Dave, I know that you're a big Jimmy Buffett guy. What was your first music? What's the music of your, like, adolescence?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah, I'm not a heavy music guy. I just, you know, I have become a Killers fan, though, after the Evolution Festival.
Nice.
So my brother and I are in the same category now.
Yeah, there you go. You guys have something to hang out and do now.
I bet your favorite song was Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
No, well, you always went to the weather music. You know, any music that had a weather theme.
I was kidding.
That. No.
You can't kid with Dave Murray about the weather.
I thought I was just being a total idiot.
No.
It's not a joke, Kevin.
No.
It's no jokes.
You will learn.
I wish Dave Murray could have heard the John Denver guy that we had in when he performed Sunshine on My Shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
And Dave and I are both like crying.
Yeah, that was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
But it's such a beautiful song and he did such a great job.
So warm weekend and back to kind of more normal.
Yes. We're running, you know, today about 8 degrees above normal. Tomorrow still looks like the hot day of this 4-day stretch. 87 for the high on Saturday afternoon. Lots of sunshine. 92 is the record, so that's going to be safe. But 87 is going to feel kind of hot. Very warm Saturday night. Again, October warm. 67, clear skies. A dry cold front still on tap. Probably coming through by about noontime on Sunday. Sunny skies, winds will turn to the northwest, but it's still kind of warm, 81 degrees. The northwest flow really takes hold Sunday night, clear down to 52. Monday and Tuesday, sunny and nice, 72 each day. All the moisture is trapped right along the Gulf of Mexico. Not a tropical system at this point, but it could get named over the weekend. The problem is it's hanging right along the coast, but that's where all the moisture is, in a place that doesn't need it.
Dave, is it rare in St. Louis to get in the 80s in November?
Oh, no. No. In fact, I think I can remember. I don't remember what year, but I think we were in the 80s for a Thanksgiving one year.
Wow.
That's too warm. Too warm that time of year.
Yeah. And I don't expect like a date and the inches, but how early do we typically get like a multi-inch snow?
That's a tough question because it can happen early and it has waited until almost the end of winter on any particular season. I really start to look for it the mid to end of December is when I start to get my attention.
I mean,
it.
You picked the right city, right? I mean, St. Louis is really interesting and complicated.
That is so much fun. There's four distinct seasons. There is, you know, the old Mark Twain comment that, you know, wait 5 minutes, the weather will change, mm-hmm. which a lot of people use in every location in the mm-hmm, United mm-hmm. States. But yeah, it's just as forecasting, it's a lot of fun. It's challenging and it's fun.
Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right, I thought this was interesting. The Firefighters Union will not endorse a presidential candidate in 2024. Union leaders said the decision not to endorse was taken very seriously and done to preserve and strengthen our unity. Now, they also did not endorse a candidate during the 2016 election. However, they endorsed Joe Biden in 2020. So it's kind of an interesting yeah. sequence.
There have been quite a few unions not endorsing anyone.
Mm-hmm. Kim Jong-un is threatening to use nukes if he's provoked by his neighbor South Korea during a speech this week. He said the North Korean military would use all the offensive forces it possesses, including nuclear weapons.
You want one of my least favorite things about despots? They are such S-talkers. Like this monkey and Iran and Putin, like, just jump when you feel froggy. You know, quit saber rattling. Quit tell me how you're going to blow everyone up. You know what I mean? Like, it's like mm-hmm. a guy in a bar. As long as he's talking, he's probably not punching. It's the quiet guy in the corner who's going to bite you in the eye. And I get so sick of these countries and all of these, you know, tin horn despots who just want to talk a bunch of smack.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if he knows it or not because he's pretty delusional, but the moment he does that, he will no longer exist. His reign will be over because he will be taken out.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is going to attend the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Speaking of.
This is the site of the July 13th assassination attempt on the former president. Musk posted, "I will be there to support," in response to an ex post from Trump about the rally. He officially endorsed Trump shortly after this July 13th shooting.
That's fine. I mean, you can endorse who you want, but he's just an idiot.
You think they'll drive in on the Cybertruck?
Oh, my God. Wouldn't it be great if they did and it broke down, like a wheel fell off? That'd be so great.
The only thing that bothers me about this is I don't care who Elon votes for. I don't care who he endorses. I truly, truly don't.
Yeah, he's a private citizen.
Yep.
But I don't follow this guy. And yet every time I log on to Twitter, he's always tweeting about how great the Republicans are and how great Trump is. Like, I don't follow you. I don't want to see this from you. And yet he's always pushing it into my feed. Yeah. That's really annoying.
As the story goes, last Super Bowl, he tweeted about the Super Bowl, and Biden also tweeted about the Super Bowl. And so apparently, even though he was at the Super Bowl, Musk was, and he was in, like, the, you know, owner's boxes and stuff, and he was a personal guest and all that, he couldn't get off his phone because he was obsessing over the fact that Biden's tweet had more likes than his. So as the story goes, he called like all of the top engineers at Twitter, and he was like, "Why is this happening?" And they're like, "I don't know, because more people liked his than yours." And he ended up leaving the Super Bowl, calling all of them into the room, and was like, "This cannot ever happen again."
Wow.
And so that's why every time you get on Twitter, even if you don't follow Elon, you will see pretty much everything he posts. Yeah. The reason for that is that he has actually rigged the Twitter algorithm so that you will just
own it.
Yeah, he does own it.
No, he does.
It's just so it's so blatant that I'm like, come on, dude. There's got to be a better way for you to get this in front of the eyeball. Like, it's just weird that it's like you are such a rich and powerful person, and yet you feel this need to like force your opinions into my feed.
Yeah.
It's just a little annoying.
He can back who he wants. He can donate to who he wants. It's fine. But no, he's using this tool. Not just for politics, but like for these little selfish personal reasons. Like, he's getting rid of the block tool because so many people have blocked him, and I'm one of them. I just don't want it. I don't need it. I block a lot of things that I just don't want. I don't block individual people that like tweet at me or whatever. I've never once done that, but I block ads. Well, now I can't block ads anymore because he needs you to see those ads. You can't mute people anymore. And then the new block feature is if you block someone, they can't reply to you, but they can still see your tweets. Where in the old way, if you block them, they can't see anything you tweet. So this is a case where, like, people are being stalked or they're being harassed. And it's now this is removing some of that protection from that just because he wants the stuff that he wants to get seen.
So the dock workers' strike has been suspended until January 15th to allow for time to negotiate a new contract. Over 45,000 workers went on strike earlier this week, seeking higher wages and protection from having their jobs replaced with automated labor. So, I mean, that's got to be a relief to a lot of people that it's postponed. And
you definitely don't want that before the holiday season.
No.
A bus driver has been fired after dropping off a student miles away from their home. This happened in Palm Beach County. So I'm assuming that's somewhere in Florida. Does that sound right?
Palm Beach County? Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
He's out of a job after leaving a student in a park 5 miles from his bus stop. So the 10th grade student said he fell asleep on his way home from school and missed his stop. The bus driver then left him miles from his normal drop-off location. I mean, I get that it would be annoying to have to turn around and drop the kid off, but the solution is definitely not like, just get out of the bus
now. He said 10th grade?
Yes.
Sorry, that's fine.
5 miles away?
The kid's got a phone and he's 16 years old. He's fine. If it was a 10-year-old, I would have a much different feeling about that.
Where's his responsibility?
Unfortunately, I am on Wheeler's side with this one. I hate to be on his side. But I kind of agree. It's like a 16-year-old
can walk 5 miles.
I mean, we were debating the other day if 16-year-old is old enough to go on like a solo tour around Europe by herself.
But when he's in like the school's custody and then the school is like, we're just going to drop you off in this field or whatever.
The school should not have done that. You're exactly right.
True.
If you have custody over the kids, you need to take care of those kids flat out, period. But also, I'm not like... Oh, it was.
You said the guy got fired, right?
He did get fired.
That's
like,
fine.
My first thought was that he was like 7 years old, and it's like, oh my God, that's horrible. He must have been so scared. 16, you
probably
can walk.
The worst consistent long term abuse I've ever seen was of my bus driver in junior high. Like, no
kidding.
The
kids abusing the bus driver? Yeah.
Yes. And I can say I didn't do it because I wasn't cool, right? It was only the cool kids. I was just sitting there like a little bump on a log. But I remember her name was Mrs. Fields. And I remember like feeling terrible for her. And I'm 13, 14 too, right? I'm a little jackass. But I just remember thinking like, you making $1 million here? Like, why do you keep coming back and doing this every day?
Yeah.
Then she'd lose it and she'd scream at him and they'd scream at her.
Yeah. That was probably back in the time, too, where you could, like, break check the kids and not get in trouble for it.
Probably so. Yeah. Drama.
Okay, so do American voters want another presidential debate? According to new polling by Emerson College, 56% of respondents said they think that Donald Trump and Kamala Harris should have another debate, while 35% said they don't believe they should. This is an interesting thing to me. Look, Trump has made it pretty clear he doesn't want to do another debate.
Yeah.
I go at that point, okay, he doesn't want to do it.
Same.
CNN every day is like, and he's not going to debate on CNN. I'm like, he doesn't want to. Drop it and move
on
to something
else.
It's
purely something to do for an evening.
Yes.
It's not like, how will I ever make up my mind without another debate?
No, and what it is, we talked about this in the last one. It's a TV show. That's why CNN is mad about it, because they won't get the big ratings boost if they have one.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have it, well, we don't get our big night of ratings. Well, too bad.
Dave, have a great weekend, buddy.
You too.
352 DGS coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to have Bernie Miklas, who's now part of the KMOX team. He's going to join us every Monday and Friday. Have a list here of the top 10 clowns of all time.
Uh-oh. Elon Musk. Wait, sorry.
Going to take any guesses?
Bozo.
Bozo's number 9.
Ronald's got to be on there.
Number 7.
Krusty.
Number 4.
Oh.
Pennywise.
Number 2.
Yep.
Top 10 clowns.
Number 1 is the Joker.
Oh.
He's not a clown.
He's not a clown.
I mean, he's kind of a clown.
He's clownish.
He's
not a professional clown.
He's the clown prince of crime. See, that's the thing. He's not a professional clown, right? Like that's
well, in the Joker movie he was, but that's not necessarily canon.
No one watched that movie.
Yeah, I did. It was good.
I keep thinking about this tweet that I think Andrew sent me of somebody who was like, I'm scared. Is that a real clown or a fake clown? It's like, what exactly is a real clown?
It was somebody talking about when all those clowns were popping up like 5 years ago.
A real clown.
And they were like, I'm confused. Is it real clowns or is it people dressed up like clowns? And somebody was like, girl, what is a fake or what is a real clown?
One of my favorite Mark Closisms was back when that was happening, when the clowns were getting arrested out in the woods and stuff, and he was beside himself. And he was like, what? I don't want to live in a country where a clown can't go for a walk in the woods.
Well, there you go. I thought this was a free country. But you're telling me you can't put on a little makeup and some big shoes and get out in the forest?
Hey, if you're going to wear that stuff and go around acting weird, you're going to catch an ass whooping, man.
He was so mad.
Yeah, because that's what people are doing, right? They're just like, I'm putting on my clown suit. I'm going to take a walk.
Nature walk.
I mean, remember there was...
Yeah, they were all trying to scare people.
So-and-so and JoJo.
Yeah.
Do you remember that whole bit?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was that?
What was that?
They were trying to scare
people. They were clowns, and they were
a clown couple.
They were a clown couple, and they were going through a rough patch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they got ruthlessly mocked on the DG.
You have to look that up.
They got absolutely brutalized.
Oh, yeah. We
I'll find it.
We ended things for them. We pushed them into a clown divorce.
Yeah, well, I think they were like potentially going through a clown divorce at the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.